What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Let Me Know. I'm your host, Angel Lam. Today I'll be sitting with Maria Blues. She's a singer-songwriter from the city of LA. Very talented. As you might have heard, the song that just played right now, that's her song. She wrote it. She sang it. Check out her music video on YouTube. I don't know about you guys, but made me feel some type of way. I really enjoy that song. I like the guitar. I like it all. You know, the horns, as they call it, the horns. Yeah. Very good song. I don't know. I liked it. Hopefully you guys like it too. But yeah, on this episode, like every other episode, we get to know her a little bit better. We get to know why she got into the music business. What made her want to sing? And you know, I'm nosy. I'm always nosy, so I gotta, you know, dig some personal stuff out of her. But it's a very entertaining show. You know, I think every episode gets better and better. I don't know about you guys. Hopefully, you guys feel the same way as me. I really enjoy this episode. She was down to joke around, you know, and that's always good when I have a guest that's willing to play along and doesn't take things like too serious, takes themselves too serious. Yeah, so a little bit about my week. For the past like couple weeks, I've been seeing, you know, nothing eventful. But this week is different, actually. I had a couple things going on this week. For starters, my homie, Luis Sanchez, aka Munchies, he came down from Texas, from Dallas. He came to come see the Chargers, and you know, I got to hang out with them for a little bit. I took him to a couple spots. I took him to the Bun Shop. Yeah, it's located in Cape Town. Man, that's one of my favorite places. So, you know, just thinking about it makes me want to go right now. But I'm not, because I just ate. Full disclosure, you might hear me burp, you might hear me do all that, because keep this between you and I, right? Okay. Another event, something else that happened. So I haven't mentioned it on the show, but my girlfriend, she's been out of town for the past month. She was in Virginia. You know, she just came down on Friday. And you know, I've been hanging out with her, but this is the full disclosure part. Okay. So today she went out, she did her thing, and then I was hungry, you know, like I said, I'm gonna go get something to eat. So I went to In-N-Out, right? And I got myself a double-double with fries. Protein style, of course. And you know, I was ordering this shit, and then she calls me. And I was like, fuck, I can't let her know. I mean, I can't tell her that I ate without her, you know? So I gotta be a little sneaky. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm not even gonna answer. So I ate it real fast, and then she sends me a text. So what's up? Do you want to eat or not? I was like, fuck, I can't tell her. I just ate. Because, you know, every girl that's listening, if your boyfriend... I fucked up. I'm gonna admit it right now. I fucked up. I shouldn't have ate. I was just very impatient. I felt hangry. You know, I was getting mad. Actually, I went because I was mad, because she was taking too damn long. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah. So yeah, I'm down. Let's go get something to eat. And then I ate again. So you might hear me burp because I'm really full right now. I had a double dough with fries. And then we went to this Mexican place called Madre in the city, right here in the city in Torrance. And I got myself this. We shared. So if it wasn't for that, I'd probably be like, I wouldn't probably be recording this, to be honest. I'd be probably in bed right now. Like, my stomach hurts, but I'm soldiering on. You know, I have to do this intro. So yeah, this is like big ass tostada / quesadilla. It's a flour tortilla, but that was really, like, I guess, not burnt, but really cooked. So it's kind of crunchy. And it has, like, Oaxaca cheese, beans. We put nopales, all that good stuff, you know? But this thing is like a 12-inch tortilla. So, and we got two of those. So, as you can imagine, I'm very full. So if you hear me burp, then there you go. That's why, okay? I'm sorry, I'm apologizing, just in case it happens. I don't know if it's going to happen, but just in case. So yeah, so that's what happened. My homie came down, took her to the Bun Shop. Every time he comes down, I try to show him a new spot. I already showed him the standing room, like, I think it was last year. So I had to show him a new place. You might have seen a picture on Instagram. I went to the Museum of Ice Cream. Guys, that place is cool. It's cool. But unfortunately, I didn't go with anybody. I was looking for people to go, you know, last minute. But I told one of my homies from work, I told him he was down. He said, yes. He said, yeah, I'm down. And then I call him up at 6 o'clock to make sure he was ready. And then he came out with, he had to go pick up his girl. And he never told me that he was going to go pick her up. So I went solo. So it wasn't as fun as, you know, I wasn't having as much fun as everybody else because I didn't have nobody to share with. And when it comes down to pictures, you need somebody to take them. You can't just be taking selfies the whole time. So I had to bother some people, and some people felt bad for me and they were offering to take pictures, but I didn't. I let them enjoy themselves. I didn't want my depression to bring down their mood. Yeah, so I invited Maria. She said she wasn't getting off of work on time, and then I invited some other people, and, you know, I understand it was all last minute. I expected to go with my homie, but like I just said, he had to go pick up his girl, which, you know, it's understandable. So I went and did that. So the riddle time, I got to announce the riddle, all right, guys, because it's kind of tied into the museum ice cream. So, thank you guys for the ones that participated. I only had two people that participated, so thank you, and one winner, obviously. So thank you to the two people that participated. Come on, guys, you guys gotta do this shit. Gotta participate, because I'm trying to give you guys free stuff. Like, this is not for me. This is for you guys. Like, I understand it might be too much work. Screenshotting a picture and tagging two of your friends and DM me the answer. But, you know, it's worth it at the end of the day. I bought a bunch of goodies from the Museum of Ice Cream. Okay, so the winner of the past riddle, they're going to receive some stuff. I'm putting some goodies. My past guests, they've also added. They've gave me shirts, stickers, stuff like that. And I'm going to add that stuff. And come on, guys. Liz was giving you a $30 gift card. Come on, a $30 gift card to shop at her place. She has a bunch of new stuff. Every week, every Friday, she gets new inventory. How is that not perfect? The day you go out, the day that the weekend starts on, you go pick out some clothes from her. You wear it that same night. Boom, you look pretty. And you're wearing brand new clothes. So you feel great. You look great. Come on, doesn't get better than that, okay? Hopefully you guys answer the riddle for this week. The same rules apply. Once I post the new episode, that's when the new you can start answering the riddle. And it ends the day before I post a new episode, which is Wednesday. I try to post them every Wednesday. Sometimes I post them on Tuesdays, depending how tired I am and how soon I want to go to sleep. Good job to Las Dos Albas. That's the winner of the riddle. You could look forward to getting yourself a brand new hat, a gift card from Synesthesia, and some stickers and some other goodies. All right, hopefully you guys participate, because you yourself are going to be able to win something if you participate, that is. And go take advantage of the 10% offer over there at Synesthesia. She still has that 10%, so just tell her you heard the episode and you want that 10%, guys. Bunch of nice stuff. And like I just mentioned, come on, how is it not perfect? Friday, you go out, boom. Friday, you go pick up a couple nice things. You wear them that same night. People compliment you. How is that not great? If people compliment me, which never happens, but I feel good. All right, guys. Well, I just mentioned Synesthesia. She happens to be our sponsor. Whoop, whoop. For the new listeners that don't know who Synesthesia is, go back to the last episode. You can hear more about it, but for those that don't want to do that, I'll tell you a little bit about Synesthesia, okay? Synesthesia is an ordinary word, which means words have taste, names have color, and numbers glide into space. People with synesthesia consider it an extra ability, kind of like a sixth sense. This shop is owned by Liz herself, the homie Liz. I don't know what I would do without her. Shout out to Liz. She's a Wilmington native. Yeah, Wilmington native. And her shop happens to be in the city of Wilmington. She just describes herself as a girl with a dream, you know, that's all she is. You know, she decided to open the store to service the local people with great quality stuff at a reasonable price. So go check her out, her shop. It's located in the city of Wilmington. If you don't know where it's at, go on Google, go on Yelp, and I'm pretty sure I'll pop up there. Before I let you guys listen to this episode, I just want to remind you, please subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast just by clicking the little button. You know, on iTunes, there's a button that says subscribe. Click on that, or just follow me on SoundCloud. Just, you know, be a fan, I guess. I don't know. Friend request. I don't know how it works. But yeah, just follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook if you want. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on SoundCloud. And, you know, you're already there. Might as well leave me a comment. Tell me how good or how bad of a job I'm doing. I don't care. As long as you leave me 5 stars, say whatever the hell you want. I do read everything. So if you want to hear my feelings, go right ahead. You know, I'm giving you guys ammo on top of all this, you know. You know, it just helps. It helps people find me a little bit easier, a little bit better. You know, if you want to post it on your Instagram because you enjoyed the episode, go ahead. And might as well, you know, if you're going to post it, might as well answer the riddle and tag a friend. You know, tag me and a friend, okay? So, yeah, right now I'm working on getting... I heard about this podcasting event in somewhere in LA, I think, or Downey. You know, if you guys have any info, if you could shoot it my way, I would really appreciate it. The event is called Podcast Stereo Fest. I really don't know. I don't have any info on them. I send them a message, but they haven't really replied. They haven't looked at it. So hopefully they look at this and hopefully they tell me. You know, I'm fingers crossed. I want to be part of this event. It's for Latinos and Latinas, or Latinx, as a lot of people call them. A lot of, like, Latinx people that have podcasts that really there's a big podcasting event. It's called Podcast Fest in the city of LA, but you really have to, it's really hard to get in there because you need a lot of followers. And I just, like, a lot of the people that are going to take part of this event, either we just started or we're not mainstream, so really don't have that much following, and they're really not going to profit from us having us there. So this event was made for pretty much people like us that don't really get the invitations to take part of big events like those. So I'm really, really trying to get in there. I messaged them, like I said. But if you guys have any info on them in any way that I could contact them, I would really appreciate it. You can send that info to letmeknowpod@gmail.com, or just DM me on Instagram or Facebook. Send me a message. Also, I'm looking to add a new segment on the podcast. I'm probably going to take the riddle away. Because, like I just mentioned, it's getting hard for me to, like, my self-esteem is going a little bit down because you guys aren't participating. But I'm looking, even if I don't take it, which I like the riddle. It, I don't know, makes you guys work for the stuff I'm giving you, I guess. But yeah, I want to add a new segment where you guys send me questions and or problems. And if I have no education in psychology or any of that, so it's just, if you want the opinion of a nobody, of a jokester, whatever, you consider me a friend. Hopefully you guys consider me a friend. You know, I'm willing to help you. But if you don't want me to, like, if you want, you can send me the question or the answer or whatever. I mean, I don't know, you can send me your problem. You just want to talk to me, send it to letmeknowpod@gmail.com. but if you have anything that's going on in your life where you need somebody else's advice that's not really in it, like you know, because it's hard to make a decision when you're involved, when you're the one going through the problem. If you want another person's perspective, another person's opinion, you can send it to letmeknowpod@gmail.com, and I'll give you my answer on the show. If you don't want me, like, you can send it to me and be anonymous. Just make sure you tell me that you don't want me to say your name, who sent it. I'm not going to out you out there if you just, you know, you want to remain anonymous. But I'm still going to make it part of the show. So hopefully you're open to that. Just send it, like I said, I've mentioned it a couple of times. letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Or you could just send it to Instagram or Facebook as a message. And I'll give you the answer on the air in the episode. And maybe I'll take couple, you know, segments out, which I probably won't. I like the riddle. So, we'll see. But I really need your help with this. If you guys, I mean, this podcast, I'm trying to include you guys, and I want you guys to be a part of it. And I'm not going to lie, it's pretty hurtful that you guys aren't participating, you know? Like, I'm doing my best. I'm everywhere I go, I look for something to give you guys, you know, to add to that gift basket, to that gift bag. But, you know, if you guys don't participate, I'm holding on to a bunch of nice stuff. Like, I the ice cream museum, I got a lot of nice things. I got pins, earrings, stickers, candies, you know. And they're just sitting there because nobody's winning them. Nobody's entering. Stickers, Professor Galactico, the Paranoias, Miss Yellow, they gave Marlene Tafoya, they gave me stickers, you know, and they're just sitting here because nobody's answering the riddle, you know. It makes me kind of look bad because, I mean, they're like, they're not really getting the advertisement that I promised them. So don't make me look bad. Don't make me look bad, guys. All right, guys. Well, I think I spoke a lot. I said a lot. And I told you guys how I feel, which I love you guys. You guys are the best, even though we're having miscommunication when it comes to the riddle. But other than that, you know, you guys are champs. You guys are fucking amazing. You guys share me like crazy. I'm very happy that this episode got a lot of hits. The last two episodes, I don't know what happened. Just because they were not known, you guys decided not to listen to them. Where that's pretty fucked up. Why won't you guys listen to them? Homework, go listen to them. You guys aren't gonna listen to them, are you? Nah, whatever. Well, at the end of this episode, there's a riddle, guys. Answer that fucking riddle, okay? Please answer the riddle. I only have one hat left, guys. So, you guys could be one of the exclusive people with the hat. Only made 12. I've given out 11. I'm only left with one. So, hopefully you guys do what... You guys are going to have to fight for this hat, okay? The same rules apply. I'm going to repeat it again. Tag me, a friend, repost the picture, DM me the answer. Easy as that, guys. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to leave you guys with that. Thank you for listening. I love you.
You make me feel like I can be myself. You make me feel like I'm like no one else. You make me feel like I always have a friend. You make me feel like I'm always safe. You're my companion, always to the end.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back, man. Doesn't that song give you the feels right there? Fuck, I don't know, man. Make me feel some type of way when I listen to the song. But right now I'm sitting with the writer and singer of that song, Maria Blues. Yay! What's up, Maria? How are you?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem, man. How are you?
I'm good. Just, you know, a little hot. Lately's been a little hot, but.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, man, I gotta apologize because this room is gonna get hot. It's already hot, But it's gonna get even worse. I can't open the windows because the sound from the outside world is gonna get into this little room, man. It's already noisy as it is, you know?
And all these mics pick up everything, even like this right here. Yeah. You hear my leg?
Like I could hear it, but let's not do that too much because I don't think the listeners are going to hear
that. Want to hear my leg. Okay.
For sure. Yeah, your loafers right there. My loafers. Yeah, so, you know, I got to start where it starts, you know? That's my saying. Got to start where it starts. How did you first start singing? Like, how did you get into this, man? Like, you're so talented, like. I told you before, before you start, before we sat down, I told you, man, like, that song, like, fuck, when I heard that song, like, I was like, well, man, let me check this girl real quick, and I heard it, I was like, whoa, I need to have this girl on, man.
That shit. Well, I started singing, like, actually, like, saying, like, oh, I could sing maybe about 2 to 3 years ago. I was doing backups for this band, this reggae band off of Lynwood.
What's the name of the band? Or are you allowed to? Okay.
The Head Change, and they're the ones that like pushed me to like sing. I was just gonna play guitar, rhythm guitar, and you know, some of them I'd been on them from like other projects for a while, and they were just kind of like, hey man, like we kind of heard you posting they heard me posting videos because the first time I ever sang was like I posted a little video on my Facebook. And they're like, hey, man, like, how come you didn't tell us you could sing? I was like, I don't know. Like, I guess I can, you know? Like, I was just, you know. And then they were like, yeah, dude, like, you should sing. And, like, they would tell me. And then I was just kind of like, yeah, I guess. And eventually, like, I became, like, the backup singer. And at the beginning, like, I could literally, like, not really, like, let go, you know? Like, I was super shy and... Like, I'd sing, you know, behind the singer, but you could hardly, like, even hear me and stuff. And you know, little by little, I just kind of started, like, you know, I can do this. And then I just started, like, singing more and more, and now I am where I am. But officially on my solo project, it's been going on for maybe about a year and a half, 2 years. And I just recently started playing shows. About 4 months ago, an actual band. Yeah.
So you're pretty new to this.
Pretty damn new, yeah.
And how does it feel being like up in front of people doing?
Not gonna lie, I still get freaking nervous. Like, I could literally count how many shows I've done. I would say maybe like about 6 or so. Yeah. So I mean, I'm still very new, but you know, the more I do it, the more comfortable I get.
Yeah.
Like I remember like the first one. That one I had to like chug a beer before.
Yeah. You're that nervous?
Yeah. I mean, it's completely different. Like when you're actually like the front woman, opposed to just the backup. You know, I was just doing backups and playing guitar. It's completely different. Like all eyes are on you, you know, like what are you gonna say, what are you gonna sing? So definitely a different experience.
How long are your shows, like your set? Or
The longest set I've done is 45 minutes.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, we played everything that I've ever written, so I think so far my set is a good 40 to 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. So how does your family feel about you, like, doing this?
Honestly, I think they're kind of shocked. I don't think they also didn't know I could sing, you know? They were kind of like, what? Like, you know, when I barely took out Scott Love, it was, you know, it was kind of a big deal for me because it's a music video. I've never even been, you know, part of a music video. And I told him, I was like, hey, you know, like, I made a music video. My mom, like, she just woke up once, and I was, like, in full makeup. And she was like, what the hell? Like, where are you going? And I was like, oh, I'm going to shoot a video. Like, and then she's like, okay.
Did she go with you?
No, she didn't. Aww. But she was just there, like, oh, shit. Like, what the hell, you know? Like, and then, yeah, like, I showed them the video, and they were excited. I have family in Tijuana.
Okay.
And my mom, that same...
Huh? What part?
Not sure exactly what part, to be honest.
I have family there too. I have in Mesa de Otay. You know, as soon as you cross the border to TJ. Yeah. I used to live there.
Yeah?
So, yeah. I was raised there, actually.
In Tijuana?
Till I was 9, yeah. And then I came over here to the United States of America.
To the United States. Yeah, I'm not really sure. I've been going there since I was a kid, and honestly, I don't know. They just take me, and like I just know how to get there, but that's about it. I know they're close to downtown, like Las Cinco y Diez, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're close to there, okay. Like maybe about 20 minutes or less.
Yeah.
So they're around there. But
I'm before that, a little bit. I used to live a little before that. A little bit before that.
Have you heard, to the border. Have you heard of something maybe like close to like Palos Verdes or no?
Palos.
No?
Los Lagos. That's
Los Lagos?
Los Lagos is a little farther down.
I know because I've heard like when we've had to catch like a taxi, something about Verdes or something like
that. I remember. I think, yeah, something about, but I don't really,
but right I'm now, not really sure if it's like Palos Verdes. I think that
Palos Verdes is right here in San Pedro, right next to maybe. And maybe you see that, a lot of paisas there.
I think there's
there.
Also a band from TJ that's called that. Palos Verdes. I'm not really sure.
Maybe Enanitos Verdes. Really sure.
Enanitos Verdes. I don't know. Something green.
Yeah.
Green.
So yeah, you were saying like even your family TJ?
Like, yeah. Like my mom went over that same weekend that I, that same week that I released it, and she told my tias and my cousins, and they were all like into it. It was great. Like they sent me some love and stuff. So yeah, it was really dope. Like my whole family saw it. I don't have a lot of family. We're not like a big family, but you know, like they were supportive.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So does anybody else in your family, like, are you the only one that took this?
Yeah.
Decided to run with this singing career, I guess.
Yeah, I don't have any other family member that's like into music like that. I have a cousin, he does rap, and he's been doing it for a while, like maybe like 10 years or so, but it's completely different. Like he raps, like it's kind of like gangster rap.
Oh, and Spanish?
Spanish
or Chicano rap?
Spanish and English. He's actually from here, from Long Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, and he does like, he did a lot with like, I think Little Menace or like stuff like that. I'm not really sure to be honest, but he does gangster rap.
What's his name? Let's give him a shout out.
Estilo.
Estilo.
Estilo, like style, but in Spanish. Yeah. Estilo. Shout out to my cousin. Estilo.
I mean, I guess it runs only in the cousins, I guess. In the cousins department. Like the daughters and sons of, you know, the main members.
Yeah.
I think they're probably the only ones that runs in their family. In the family.
Yeah. Yeah, so... like he's the only one, and yeah, like that's about it. I kind of picked up instruments and stuff on my own.
So how did you pick up the guitar? Because I mean, right now at the end you're gonna treat us to a little acoustic guitar, you know.
How
did you get into it?
I got into it when I was like a teenager. I had a friend, she's kind of like the one that pushed me into playing, sort of. I mean, I was already like interested in playing since I was a kid. I remember being 8 and signing myself up to join like the orchestra, and I played flute for like about a year or so.
Like the in elementary.
Mm-hmm, elementary.
Where'd you go?
Where
are you raised? First of all, where were you raised?
I was raised in LA, South LA, okay. South Los Angeles. Yeah, so it was an elementary called 28th Street School, and they had like an arts programs like randomly, and I think it only happened like about a year or two, because I remember after I took it, the teacher disappeared, and I couldn't sign up again, and I was like, what the hell?
Wow.
Like, yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
And so I think it was just 1 year that this lady showed up, and she showed up with like instruments and everything. And she came, like, I think she was going to class explaining like, hey, you know, I'm a music teacher, I'm gonna get it together, if you want, like, come and see me, sign up. And I remember her going and talking to us, and I was one of the me and this other boy signed up, but he dropped the class like maybe like a month after. I remember me telling him like, hey, like, I didn't see you in class. He's like, oh, I'm not gonna play anymore. I'm like, what? I know. Sucks. I was heartbroken. I was like, no, dude.
Did you have a crush on him?
No. No.
Why are you lying?
No.
I can tell right now you're like, oh, you're heartbroken.
I was just like I wanted to share like that, you know, to talk to someone about it. And
with him,
yeah,
you know,
and then
with him.
And he was like, oh, I don't like the trumpet, because he had picked up the trumpet.
Oh.
And then I was like, okay. So then I was the only one that I knew that was in there. Everybody else was like from other classes, other tracks. And
you're
I was
the,
just kind of like
the only one that you knew.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, man. Like, and yeah, like I did it for a whole year.
Uh-huh.
And then that was it. Like, I didn't think about music for a long time. So I was in middle school. Yeah.
That's when you got into the band you were talking about earlier?
Yeah. Yeah. My friend, she was like a bass player. And she told me about, like, oh, hey, I play bass. Like, you should pick up an instrument, you know? Like, we're like rockeritas or whatever, you know? Uh-huh. And then I picked up the guitar. I made my mom. I prayed for like a guitar and like begged for a guitar, and she bought it for me. I think it was like a really cheapy one, like $100 or something. And then that's how I started. That's how I started kind of messing around. Like I remember not knowing how to play it for a while.
so like, who do you have any inspirations? Like, who inspired you to like get into it in the first place? Like, who were you trying to aim? Like, what cool style, I guess, were you trying to copy, for lack of a better
word, that part? In that time, in middle school, I was listening a lot to alternative.
Okay.
I was listening to, like, the White Stripes.
I love their songs, like, on their guitar. Bum, how are you playing?
Bum, 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 yeah. Bum. I used to, like, dream of learning how to play that song, and I was, like, 13. Play it? Yeah, I know how to play. I know. Yeah, so it was them. I remember having their CDs. Who else? Nirvana. Oh, yeah, Nirvana.
Just like pick up your guitar and play like as the song is going along.
I tried. Oh, I definitely tried. Yeah. Like Kurt Cobain, definitely awesome guy. Like what I love about him is that it was so, everything he wrote so simple yet so like.
Like with a lot of heart.
Yeah,
feelings.
Exactly. Yeah, like it just came out like that. Like he just wrote. Because it was like a need opposed to, I'm a right to be famous type of deal. No, it was more of a like, it's just like something that you just kind of have to do to like let go of things. And I think that's what he was. And yeah, like definitely Nirvana, the White Stripes. I listened to a lot of Slipknot. What else? When I was playing guitar.
Like, can you relate to like Kurt Cobain a little bit? Like, is that what you do with your music?
I think so. I think not necessarily because, you know, like he wrote a lot about like, well, yeah, I guess you could say like, I do kind of think about sometimes like certain artists, like how they made me feel, you know, by listening to their music. So then that's kind of how I want to write. Like, I want to make people feel something, or at least like where I was kind of feeling when I'm writing about an experience. And you know, lately like the people have told me like they could relate, you know, to my songs, and it's just freaking awesome. I'm like, really? Like, whoa, that's freaking crazy, dude. Like, I didn't know, you know, like you guys felt the same way I did. So it's just crazy. Like, I just feel like music just connects you. It could connect, you know, really, like,
yeah,
you
know. That's the power of music. Yeah, like, to make like, if whatever you're singing about or whatever you're talking about, you're bound to like run into somebody that feels the same way as you, and they're gonna be able to relate with your music.
And then the cool thing is that like sometimes like there's a song that I wrote, it's talking about like grief, you know, when you lose someone, like, you know, like in that like death, you know. And then one of my friends heard it, and he related it as in like he lost like the love of his life, you know, but not in a like in that
like
manner.
With death, I had like his has to do with love, and yours had to do with like a member passing.
Yeah, like a member passing. And then when he heard it, he told me, he's like, hey man, like I can relate like with my ex, and like, you know, like, you know, like she left me and stuff. And like I can relate to it, and I told him, I was like, that's freaking awesome that you can like feel it that way. I mean, I kind of told him that it wasn't about that, but you know, that I think that I love that there's like everybody could take it a certain way. Yeah. It doesn't have to necessarily, okay, it's talking about death, that's all I'm gonna think about, you know.
Yeah, poor guy, you broke his poor little heart right there. You thought he understood you. Now,
I know.
Now you had to let him down like that.
No, but I mean, like,
he's going through like a bad period in his life, and over here you're like, no, it's not about that, it's about death.
Well, because he asked me, you know, and then I was like, like I didn't want to say it, but
she
was
just,
I mean,
it's whatever. Like Marlene, one of my past guests, or I think it was her, Miss Yellow. I think both of them told me the same thing. It's whatever you feel like.
Miss Yellow, she's dope, dude. Like, she's dope.
I just had her on a couple weeks
ago. Shout out to Miss Yellow, she's dope.
Yeah. Shout out to Ms. Yellow. Last week I went to her event that in Long Beach. So I forgot to tell you guys. Yeah, I went to her event. Yeah, sorry. So yeah, I mean, it's whatever. Like whenever you see a picture or a drawing, whatever, it's whatever you feel. You know, I mean, I think that could be the same thing for music. You know, like you listen to something, it's the person listening should be the one interpreting. You know,
and then that helps with labeling. Like I've been asked, like I get asked this a lot. They're like, hey, so like what genre are you? Like what are you like aiming for? You know, like what kind of artist? And I'm like, well, like I have a little bit of everything: cumbia, reggae, yeah, ska, like some ballads. You know, and I'm like, you know, I'm not really ready for that, or I don't even know if I'm ever gonna be ready to like label myself.
So like, we're like, if you go on YouTube, I mean, when you go on iTunes or something, then your music, like, you know, once you start selling, do you sell music yet?
I have Scott Love on iTunes. Uh-huh. That's the only single I have out right now. I have something else that I recorded prior to that. It's called Ordinary Life. That's only on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So far I only have 2 songs recorded.
Yep. Okay. So when that song pops up, like, what genre would it be in?
Well, and the iTunes, you know, you have to pick something, and they don't have ska. They don't have that. Yeah. So they
put alternative.
I put Latin, like Latin. And blues and R&B, because I just like love R&B.
Yeah,
I just love R&B. But yeah, like they don't even have the ska genre, which is like a bummer. But
yeah, well, the paranoia is they put themselves as in like monk rock. They told me that they change it, like Ralph. Uh-huh. He changes his every week, like monk rock or blues or ska, whatever. So maybe you should do the same thing.
Maybe I should, huh?
Like, oh, like, you know, broaden you know, your spectrum.
I'm gonna put
a little
rockabilly on there.
Put it, you know. Put hip hop. Fuck it, you know.
Gangster rap
right there, or put classical. Gangsta, you know. Yeah. So like right now, who are your influences right now? Like right now, who are you listening to that? You're kind of like, you kind of relate your music, or you kind of like connect your music.
Right now, there's an artist that has like completely rocked my world for a few months.
So you know, I'm not an artist.
She is fucking amazing. Like I already saw her play 2 times, and she's gonna play at the Hollywood Bowl like in a week or two, and I'm considering going again.
Okay.
Mon Laferte, have you heard of her?
No.
Mon Laferte?
No. Mon Laferte. No. Well, she sent me. She told me, like, writing, listen to this person.
I
or
should
something.
Have. Did you ask me to send you some
notes? I asked you, like, this is what we're going to. I told you what we were going to talk about. If you have anything else, send it my way.
Oh, man.
You scared me, though, when you're like, I have some questions to ask you. I was like, what the fuck? What are these questions? Like,
literally, the questions were like, do I bring my guitar?
Yeah. I was like, you scared me for a second. I was like, that's why I said, I told you, oh, you know what? Text me. Like, seems like an emergency or priority or something. You should probably tell me what the hell you're talking
and
about.
And then my question was like, can I bring my guitar? And what's the address?
Yeah. I'm like, you scared me.
No, I didn't mean to scare you, dude.
Nah, that's cool. I was going to ask you, like, right now on the air, I was like, hey, what were your questions? But that was your question, so
yeah. Well, yes. I think I had another question: how long was it gonna be? But then you sent me the link of other one, so then I kind of got an idea, and I was like, okay, so a few things that I wanted to ask, like, they were answered as soon as I opened up like the episode you had with Paranoias and Professor.
All right.
So then I was like, all right, I get it. You know, I was just kind of like, what's going to happen? Like,
yeah, I'm not going to trick you, lock in the closet or,
like, wait,
you know,
what's going to happen, dude? Like,
it's not like the Saw over here. I don't play tricks on people.
So yeah, those are my questions. Yeah, but anywho, Mon Laferte, like, she, her writing, it's very felt. Like, she talks about her experiences about love. Even though I try not to write about love, you know, because everybody does it, like, it just kind of like naturally comes out. Like,
I mean, isn't it more about how you feel? Like, if you're happy, you're probably gonna write about happy things. You can't relate to that. You go dark.
I think
whenever.
I go dark all the time. Like,
yeah,
I,
that's you. Death.
Oh shit, man. I hadn't noticed. Yeah.
Hey, oh, you're wearing pretty much all black.
I'm like with black lipstick right now.
Black eyeshadow, black shirt. The only thing that's not black are your jeans. They're like, but they're dark. No wonder I saw you when you came. You pull up in the hearse. I was like, oh, okay. I should probably fucking put two and two together.
Let me make sure that body in my hearse is like still fresh.
Yeah, you know, you gotta go check that paint job.
Oh my god.
So okay, you're saying about this girl, like I forgot her name already.
Mon Laferte.
Limona Laferte.
Mona.
What kind? Okay, so like, what genre was she like? I know you don't like labels, but what? I'm sure she has her own label, you know.
I don't know. If she has a label. God. She actually does the same thing. She has reggae. She has ska, but her main like forte, I would say, is like ballads. Have you heard of Carla Morrison? Please say you have.
Yes.
Okay.
She's my favorite singer.
Okay. Well, she kind of has like that. Well, no, she doesn't have the same style. You see, that's what's wrong with labeling. Now I'm trying to like compare her to someone like.
Why don't you go mainstream? Maybe I know if you go mainstream. Okay, what about we just.
Let's just move on.
It seems like it's taking you a little bit too much.
I'm like, it's hard. But for me.
I think you should go see her. I'm gonna hear after we're done.
I'll send you some songs, like the actual like the hits, you know, so you could like find love
the best of. Yeah.
Do you like ska or like what?
I like everything.
Everything. Like, do you listen to ska or like?
Not until I opened up yours. No. Oh, I didn't even know you were ska. I can say you're ska, to tell the truth. The only thing is the music. I guess when you have trumpets and stuff, that makes it ska.
Nah. Well, I mean, it gives it that vibe, you
like
know.
Like the wind instruments, right? Like the trumpet and the trombone. And
yeah, that's another bass. Thing. That's another thing. I honestly, like, I've thought about, like, not having horns, you know?
Yeah.
But just the thought of not having horns, it just kind of, like...
It'd be more like depressing.
Something about horns, like since I first heard horns, even like in any band, it's just like some like instant love. Like I just can't imagine like my music without horns. At least not yet.
Yeah.
At least I haven't like grown out of that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's good because I mean, this is the world you're living in.
Yeah.
So
Maria's world.
For sure. Yeah. So I want to ask you about your name, like blues. Why blues?
Not because of the genre, that's for sure.
Is that your favorite color? Is like Miss Yellow with yellow?
No, it's black.
My it's not black. It's black. A blue. Oh, okay.
Maybe it should be Maria Black. Right? Maria,
like, no, I think I like blues better.
You like blues?
Not for blue, sure. But blues with the S.
Blues. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to call myself, to be honest. Like, I had a hard time. Maria's very common. So, I mean, I for sure didn't want to change it. You know, I don't want to change my name. Like, you know. So I was like, okay, like, what could go with Maria? I mean, it's very common. So it's just kind of like everything that I could think of was, like, taken. And... I mean, I didn't have too many ideas anyways, you know? And one time I was driving to rehearsal. I don't remember who I was practicing with. And, you know Manu Chao? Have you heard of Manu Chao?
Yeah. Okay. My favorite band, too.
Okay, for sure. So, so I was driving and then I had Pandora on the Manu Chao station.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, Maria, what? Like, Maria, like... I don't even know what else I was thinking about. I don't know, to be honest. And you know that song Mary Blues?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Da 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 da, the Mary Blues. So then I was like, huh, blues, and that's how it came up. Like it was Manu Chao playing. Blue. Well, I was thinking like, what should I name myself? And then it just came out Mary Blues, and I was like, I could just say Maria Blues. And I mean, I like the blues, you know, the music's pretty dope, you know, it's kind of like soulful-ish, you know, I like soul, so then that's how it came.
I mean, it goes well together, Maria Blues, it goes nice.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, like, that's dope, but like, that's how I came up with it, because of the Manu Chao song.
Cool. So, So, yeah, like, what's like a genre right now, that, or like a genre in general, like a song in general that, like,
a song in general,
yeah, that people might not like, might not be cool, like, might not think it's cool that you probably listen to. This is going honestly, to the world, so
honestly, I mean,
better be good.
Honestly, like, I don't think I listen to anything cheesy like that, but if. I don't listen to it now, but I probably, if I were to want to listen to, I don't know.
Are you lying? Why don't you just say it? What is it?
I don't listen to them anymore, but I did listen to them a lot, like cool. A lot. Like, I was a big fan and.
Just say the name.
And like, I was like, whoa, they're so awesome. NSYNC.
Oh, okay. They're NSYNC. Cool. What's wrong with NSYNC?
NSYNC.
Yeah, you don't listen to them anymore.
No,
why are you winking? Why are you winking? She's winking, guys.
I know, but I guess that would be my like. I don't really tell people that I was like a super NSYNC fan. I know some people are like Backstreet. I know you are like Backstreet.
Yeah,
right?
All day, every day.
Oh no,
you know,
no.
Bye bye bye. You know, every day. That's my song.
That's your song.
That's that. That's my alarm. You know. That's how I wake up.
Bye bye bye.
And then when Justin Timberlake pops up on the commercials, like that, you I just drink skip that. That shit, I what? Drink it. I drink that drink just because of him. Just because it's.
Bye, oh, bye, that's bye. Right. That's right.
Trying to make a joke here. Yeah. Trying to kill him. Kill him off. Stomping
it's them. Just hot. It's just hot, yeah. Dude. It's just hot in
well,
here.
I mean, I could open the windows, but it's gonna get noisy.
Yeah, no, let's not do that.
I like right now it's not noisy, like
it's not.
No, usually like I recorded here once before and there was dark dog barking and stuff, so.
Or like the freaking like 5-0.
No, nah, not
chasing
5-0.
Someone.
No, not or, he. I mean, oh, okay. This is like a pretty
Oh, it is? Oh,
lock.
Okay, cool.
Man, Compton City College is right across the street, so you know it's a good neighborhood. They don't want their college to be vandalized or whatever. So, we're like, what are the rooms they usually perform in? Do you just do like little shows or do you perform big venues?
Well, like I said, like I started 4 months ago, like with a full band. And shout out to Late Night in East Los for like getting me started.
Okay.
They were they hit me up after I posted my video for Scott Love. Like I was reposting it. I was like, oh, you know, like I think it was for like Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And then that Late Night in East Los hit me up like, hey, like we would love to have you on the show. And you know that would be live. I've never done like anything live, so. I told them I wasn't ready at first, and it took like about a month or two before I went on. And in that month or two, I got a few guys together, and I was like, hey, like, help me out for the show, you know, like.
This is like people from like all bands you performed with?
Yeah, yeah. So right now I'm currently drumming. I'm also a drummer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also a drummer. I play for Los Chiles Verdes. They're a ska band. And I fill in for friends, you know, whenever they need a drummer or whatnot. Huh. So, yeah, like, I asked around, like, hey, like, help me out. And, like, they did, you know. The trumpet player from this band called Casa Calacas, they're like a cumbia reggae band. They're really good. I asked him if he wanted to play trumpet, and you know, he was like, yeah. So then that's how kind of we started, like, you know, talking. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the bass player, I got him from this band called The Steadians. I was filling in for them on drums too, so that's how I met him. And then the drummer, he was, you know, a few years ago, he was a drummer for The Head Change, so he also helped me out. So in those 2 months, I got them together. Actually, we practiced, I think, for like a month. And I had 4 songs written, so then I just kind of showed it to them, and they helped me like get it together for Late Nights and Issues. And ever since then, like we just haven't stopped. Like we haven't stopped playing. And I remember they asked me on the live thing, like, oh, so like how do we contact you? Are you gonna be playing any more shows? And I was like, oh no, like I don't want to play any more shows. And then here I am, 4 months later. Like I already played a few shows, but. Usually for like right now I'm playing like with friends, like they invite me. It's been like little venues, like okay. Little bars like Mel's Bar. I played at La Cita like about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna play at the Airliner September 16th. and, you know, friends, like art shows and stuff like that. My first show was at this place called San Fernando Brewery.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like a brewery. It's a pretty dope spot. It was pretty, like, you know, it was a pretty good, like, experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't like, I thought it was going to be, like, all scary and, like, they're going to, like, boo me off the stage. Nah.
That's only in movies.
Only in movies?
Yeah.
And then, it was really chill. It was really dope. I think everybody was just, like, kind of drunk already. Okay. So I was that like, helps. Yeah.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah. A lot of them are arguing with themselves and not really paying attention to, you know. Or you get them in the mood to, you know, do something else in the parking lot, in the bathroom stalls, you know. Give them that love.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully not putting their blues, you know, because the guys will be mad if you put it.
I know,
them,
right? Know? So, probably maybe some corridos, right?
You do corridos too?
No.
I mean, at a brewery here, I don't think so. Maybe like at a bar, like a pool hall. I see you like doing corridos. Have do you do like Spanish or just English?
No, I do both.
Spanish?
I don't have a song that's Spanglish yet, but maybe, you know, but yeah, like I have a cumbia song that one's Spanish. I think that's it. Oh no, I cover Quizás Quizás. Have you heard of that song?
No.
Yeah. That one's Spanish, and then everything else that I've written is like the ska, everything has been English, but you know, I don't really like set my mind, okay, this is gonna be English, and it's just kind of like however it comes out in the moment.
Yeah. So what's like your writing process? Like, how do you like? Do you have to sit down and like, okay, I'm gonna devote a certain amount of time to write to this, or just like here and there you get certain words and like a melody or something?
No, man. Like, you know, freaking adulting sucks. So yeah. I have to actually like make time for it. You know, because if I were to just wait for like inspiration to strike, then it would never like get done or anything like that.
It doesn't feel forced though, when like to sit down.
I mean, I don't force it. What I mean is like maybe every day, like I always like think in my head, like okay, like pick up the guitar like at least 15 minutes, you know, and just jam out whatever you want to jam out. And sometimes, like I just play the songs, you know, that I already have to just practice. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, you know, like I said, depending on the mood, I just start messing around with other chords. I you know, I kind of like put some chords together and that's that. And then the next day or a few days after, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna play those chords that I came up with last time, and I play them, and then I start singing sometimes, and then that's how melodies come out. Usually I come up with progressions, then melody, and then lyrics. So it's kind of like I write to how the song feels, you know? It's never like, okay, this song's going to be like about this.
Yeah.
And then there's been times where I could be just like watching TV and I'm like, oh, I'm going to pick up my guitar. And then I literally instantly just start singing words and it just kind of connects with whatever I'm playing. So it's just really different all the time.
Do you like record yourself when you do that?
I do. Okay. I do record on my phone. I have like a bunch of clips of like anything, and sometimes like I do it and then I forget about it, and then maybe like 2 weeks after I listen to, I go through my recordings, and then I'm like, oh, like that was cool, okay, let me work on that. And then I work on it.
I do that with my jokes too. I do that with my jokes.
And you know what, sometimes like you're so in the moment that if you don't record it, like you'll never like remember it again.
Yeah,
you know? So it's really important. Yeah, it's really
like,
important.
But I can't, like my thing is I can't stop and like okay, I'm gonna say this because it sounds better in my mind than it does when I say it out loud. Yeah, man. I
like
hate
what
that.
Let's
shit.
See, say one of your jokes.
No,
come on.
No. Oh, what? Actually I am working on one.
Come on. Like just like, you know,
so
you'll get a genuine reaction right now. You'll laugh right now.
Well, it's not really like, it's not finished.
It's all right.
So I have one about my ex-girlfriend. And
you see, I'm laughing already.
Yeah,
like.
So like my ex-girlfriend was all into like the Kardashians, okay? So
okay.
Like they had like this thing where they used to call themselves the Kardashians. Like my girlfriend was, what's her name? The main one?
Kim?
Kim, and then her sister was Chloe, and the other one was Kimberly, or what's her name?
You know what? I'm really bad when it comes to that. I have no idea when it comes to the Kardashians.
Okay, so it's okay, but the main ones are three, right? They're like the older ones.
Chloe,
so.
Kim, and
Courtney.
Courtney. Oh wait.
Yeah. So whatever.
Yeah.
So
whatever.
Like, so there were. She wanted to live the life of the Kardashians. So.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. So she wanted to go to the Dash store. She wanted to go like lived their life pretty much. Like, if she saw something in the magazine, she wanted to go buy it. If they endorsed something, she wanted to go buy it. I remember she waited like 3 or 4 hours because they were at Macy's like signing shit. She waited like 3 or 4 hours just to see them and get something signed.
Wow. That's crazy. That is crazy. Like, I hear about like stuff like that like on TV, but like, it's crazy.
So it's crazy, I'll tell you my joke.
Okay, go for it.
That was my joke.
What?
Keep talking. Sorry. All right, so yeah. So she wanted to live the life of the Kardashian, but She knew that she would never amount to anything. She wouldn't probably be as close. Like, the closest that she got to a Kardashian is she cheated on me with the Persian dude. Like, fuck, I forgot. I'm fucking up the joke. But you get it, right? Yeah.
I'm working on that one right now.
It's still a working process, you know, that one. But like, that's pretty much the gist. Like, she couldn't, like, that's the closest thing she did was cheat on me with them. Like I think they're Persian or from somewhere, I don't know. And I'm working on another one. I remember when you were like 17 and all you could think was like, man, I can't wait to turn 18. Like, I'm gonna have a car. I'm gonna live on my own. I'm gonna have my own money.
Yeah, you know? I wanted to leave home for sure. Yeah.
So, if you really think about it, if you're not shit at 17, you're probably not going to be shit at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's not like as soon as you blow the candles, like, a magic genie's going to pop up and grant you the three wishes.
Oh, wait,
wishes,
it doesn't,
you know?
Work that way. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Man, you fucking know my jokes, man. Commenting in between. Let me finish. Fine. I'll stop.
No, go for it. Go for the home run.
That's it.
Oh,
that's all I have so far.
Oh, for sure.
You want to hear like one that's already finished?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right, this one goes for all the guys. Let me give you some advice. All right, like, don't do the mistakes that I've done. Like, never share ice cream with another man. All right, because what happens when you go to a restaurant? They bring you two bowls, right? I mean, they bring you a bowl of ice cream and they bring you two spoons. And what happens? You have to you take a bite. Now I take a bite. Now you take a bite. Now I take a bite. All right, at that point, you might as well be feeding each other, you know? And then the story of all stories, okay? You're feeding each other, right? Oh my God, you got some on your shirt, take it off so I can wash it for you. Oh, and then what happens? Oh my God, you got some on your pants, take them off so I can wash it for you. Next thing you know, you're sucking his dick. The point of the story, guys, don't share ice cream with another man because you end up sucking his dick.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that escalated really fast. Yeah,
that's the point of the joke.
Let me just share some ice cream for you. Oh shit, I'm sucking your dick. Like, how did that happen? Okay.
See, I learned that shit the hard way, you know?
Oh shit.
So I guess that's one of my jokes right there. You know?
Nice.
Yeah, so most of my jokes are dirty, as you could tell. They're not really that clean. Yeah. I'm trying to clean them up, but just my mind doesn't work that way.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
all
right to be dirty.
So do you you mentioned earlier you get nervous. Like, what do you do? Like, I want, like, because on my last show, that's the first time I've ever got nervous, like super nervous, to the point where I was having a mini panic attack.
Why?
Yeah, I was like, because I perform, it's free, so like I don't feel that much pressure, because I'm like, man, people here, they're not really listening to me. That's for free, so it's not really gonna cost them anything. But at this show, they're charging $10. And like, people were like there to laugh, you know. And I was they told me, like, the guy running it, he's like, oh, you're gonna be one of the last ones.
Oh shit!
So I went prepared, like, I'm gonna be one of the last ones, you know. I'm cool.
Nadie se va a quedar, or
no,
like,
nah,
right?
no, like, no. I expected like I'm gonna be the I'm like. So it's hard opening. It's harder than closing because. You don't have anybody to... You're the first person they see. You're the first person, like, if... You're setting the tone, right?
Oh, shit.
So, like, I was going cold. Like, nobody was going before me. I was starting out the show. And then I wasn't prepared. Like, my mindset was like, okay, I'm gonna be one of the last ones. So, I have, like, I'm gonna have time to, like, you know, loosen up a little bit.
To vibe it out, too. Like, the spot. Yeah. I mean, all that matters, you know, like...
Yeah, and then I walk in, and then he's like, hey, you know what? We had one of the guys, and he decided he's only gonna do one set. He's gonna do the second one. So, you're gonna start the show.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, I told everybody I was gonna start at, like, later on. It's like, well, you're gonna open. I'm like, fuck. So I was in the back panicking. I was like, fuck. Like, I was shadow boxing. Like, I was, I was like, okay, okay. And then, but I know myself. I know how I start. Like, I take off everything, like, everything. Like, my hat, my keys. Like, I use my the audience as my prop, pretty much. Like, I got a mini, like, a knife. Like, you know those plastic knives? And then I give the guy, like... What the fuck? So, like, this is how I started my show. Like, I started my shows, like... So I go to the mic and then I was like, no, no. And then I go off the mic and then I take off my keys. I take off my cell phone, my wallet. I take my hat off. I'm about to speak again. And I go back and I take my hat back and I put it on. And then I'm like, hey, what? I know how much money I got. Like, if I don't have my $2, I'm a cut you. And I put off the plastic knife and I put it out and I just throw it. Then I start my set. So it kind of gives them like, ha, 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 you know? Yeah. Yeah, but if it wasn't for that, I would be fucking shitting bricks. I was like, I was having a meaning. I never felt that way ever.
Was there a lot of people like there already? Or
yeah, it was like a good like 50 people.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
You know, I like it's crazy, but I feel like when there's more people when you're opening, it, like you could kind of like. Like, you know, some of them start talking among themselves, so you can kind of be like, all right. No. But it's hard. Sometimes it could be harder if there's literally like 5 people.
Yeah, but I mean, this one, like, everybody's expecting you to make them laugh. Like, everybody's looking at you. Like, nobody's drunk yet. Nobody's they just started drinking.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so the beer hasn't hit them yet. Yeah. So they're fully, so they know if you're not funny, you know? When I left, everybody told me, like, oh, you know, I don't know, maybe they're being nice, but they're like, oh, you know what, you were probably, like, you were one of the funniest ones, you know? I was like, oh, thank you, but inside I was like, fuck. I messed up one of my jokes. Like, I told a titty joke instead of the one I just told you, the ice cream one. Uh-huh. So I have one that, and how they came up with it 2 days before the show. I don't know why my dumbass decided to do it then. Like, it's a brand new joke. I haven't worked it out. I hadn't even really finished it. I was like, I was hoping, like, on the spot, I'm going to come up with, like, the punchline. It's like, so, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I was like, all right, guys, you know what? Like, there's a guy in the front, like, hey, you know, like, dude, like, you look like you could suck your own dick. Like, I bet you could suck your own dick. But look, bro, it's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing because, like, all these, the guys in this room, we've all tried them. None of us have succeeded. At least you could do it, man. It's like, you know, like, just thinking about that right now just made me like, man, like, we should be grateful for our girlfriends. Like, bro, like, you know what you should do right now? You should thank your girlfriend for letting you suck your tit. Because think about it. Like, all she has to do is this. Like, I do that gesture, like, lifting your boob. Like, look, this is all she has to do. And it's easy. That's all she has to do. Like, us, we have to take gymnastics. Have to go to the gym. Yeah, we have to take yoga, and we still can't do it. Like, girls, all they have to do is just this, lift it, and that's it. And then I made everybody. You know what, guys? Before I leave, I want you to thank your girlfriend, like, in the room.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, tell her, thank you, babe, for letting me suck your tit, like, in the room. It's like, I'm not going anywhere until you guys say it. And like, people actually said it. I was like, fuck, I can't believe you guys said that. That's super fucking personal, man. But thank you guys, because I know what girls have to hit on after the show.
Oh, shit.
And that's how I left. That was like my closer. I was bummed out after. I was like, fuck, I didn't tell my, like, one of my good jokes. Like, that one, I consider one of my good jokes. Like, the one about the ice cream.
So you said that one instead of...
I said, yeah, instead of the ice cream one. I said the one about the titties instead of the ice cream one.
But I thought that was the whole point. Like, you wanted to do something new.
Yeah, well, I did, and it didn't go as planned, I guess.
But did you make them laugh?
I made them laugh. So it was,
you know...
It was a success, but not in my book. It didn't go... It didn't end how I wanted to.
Yeah, we are our worst critics, that's for sure.
Every time I go up, like, fuck, I know I should have done this.
Yeah, me too. When I mess up, I change to the wrong chord or something, even for, like, a split second, like, I remember it. I'm like, damn it. Like, you know, like, I'm like, damn it.
It's funny because sometimes people don't even notice that.
No, they don't notice
it.
And, like, I think one of the shows, like, maybe a few weeks ago, I messed up something for, like, a quick second. And then, like, my members were like, oh, you know, it was a pretty cool show. And I'm all, like, being like... Man, like, I messed up. And then they're all looking at me like, dude, like, chill, like, you're good. And then, you know, they were like, they're very supportive and shit. And I was all like kicking myself down, like, oh, I messed up that chord, like, I fucked up a little bit. And then they were like, dude, like, nobody even like noticed. And it's true, like, we're just our worst critics. Yeah. Like, it's not a big deal, you know, but to us it is like, yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we gotta chill for a little bit.
We do have to chill. Take a chill pill.
Yeah. So okay, so if you weren't singing, like what would you be doing? Like what's another side thing, I guess?
Well,
like,
I'm a drummer. I've been drumming for like 10 plus years. This whole singing thing, it's actually new. Like I said, nobody really knew, I guess, that I could sing. I didn't really know I could sing either until 2 years ago. But I've been playing drums. I've been behind like the kit for like 10 plus years. So nobody ever like notices me or like, you know, like.
You seem like a person that would get noticed. I don't know why. Why won't people notice you? Because you're behind.
Yeah, like drums? Drummers just don't get credit, you know?
That's true.
They don't. It's kind of like the drummers and bass players are just kind of like the, oh, you're just the drummer. Oh, you're just the bass player. But like the guitar player, the singer, even the horn players,
they're
you
the
know?
They're the ones that get the girl.
They're the ones that like get all the like free stuff.
Yeah.
And all the like, oh, I got you, you know? Yeah. Like. I mean, I've been, like I said, I've been in a bunch of ska bands, you know, just kind of being the drummer. I've always been like, oh, do you want to play drums? Even now, like, I get hit up for drums, and it's cool, you know, I love drums, like, it was my first instrument. But yeah, it's just always been kind of in the back, so if I were to stop singing and writing, I'll probably just continue drumming.
So, can you pick up any instrument? Like, pick up the trumpet or like.
I've tried picking up the trumpet and honestly, it's a lot of work. I think trumpet is really hard, like really, really hard. I've had a trumpet and the most I can do is like the C scale, like halfway. Like that's like half a scale.
So you gotta work on your breathing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like the way you position like your mouth and all that stuff. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, dirty man. See, nobody got it but you.
Like
nobody.
I saw the way you looked at me though. Like, hey,
that's nobody got it but you. Okay, nobody. I didn't even catch until you started laughing a little bit, like smirking, like, oh, okay, dirty girl.
Anywho. So it's just really hard. I tried, but that didn't work out. Uh-huh. So I think I'm more of a like string and like percussion type, you know. Uh-huh. I play guitar. I can play a little bit of bass, drums, and you know I sing. So you know I le hago la lucha, you know, for everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, I was gonna ask you, but what are the guys that back you up, or I don't know, the group that backs you up, or like when they introduce you as what, Maria Blues and her Blue Boys, or what?
That would be a really cool name. Yeah. And the Blue Boys. I'm gonna take that. No, the way that I've put it is Maria Blues with the homies.
Okay.
With the homies, because you know, like they're basically like supporting me and like backing me up and. You know, that's how I feel they are, like homies, you know.
I like that better.
Yeah, like they're homies, like, you know, like outside us playing music, like I hang out with them, you know, and like we just like have a great time all the time. Like every time I'm with them, it's just fun as hell, you know. So I mean, yeah, like with the homies. So you know, I do feel like it's like a little selfish of just being it, like Maria Blues. I mean, it has been, but I try to like throw it in there, Maria Blues with the homies, so that's what they're called. But I like the, what did you say, the blue boys. Yeah, Blue Boys, that sounds pretty dope too. I'll run it by them.
Yeah, I like the homies actually.
You like the homies?
Yeah, I like it better.
All right,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we, you know, Maria Blues with the homies.
Yeah. So like they're, that's what they're considered though, like a band, like the homies, that's their name.
Well, I mean, the only reason they're playing, you know, they're just supporting me, like I said.
Yeah.
I mean, if we were to stop playing, I don't think they would, like, continue. They all have their own bands. Like, the trumpet player, he plays for Casa Calacas.
Yeah.
That's his main band. And he plays the other, like, side projects with Strangers. They're kind of like an indie funk band. And then he plays with me. And then the bass player... he has like his own like solo thing going on too. He's gonna probably get started up soon.
Okay.
And then the drummer, he also has a few projects. I'm not sure if he's in on them right now, but he's been a part of a few like ska projects too. So everybody has like their own thing, you know. Like if they don't play with me, they'll probably be playing with like somebody else.
Yeah.
Like everybody's just active. Like everyone, you know, we're just always playing. Like I'm always playing, they're always playing.
They're gonna pretty much like succeed one way or another.
Yeah, like, yeah.
If
like
it's not this band, it's in their own.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, like that's what we all do. Like that's just how it is when you're a musician.
Yeah,
you play here or there.
Yeah,
you know. Like, you just don't stop playing.
Yeah. So, like, so, okay, so you can play cumbias, you can play ska. What else can you play? Like, what other genres are you, like, really, like,
skilled in? Well, we kind of, like, tried, like, reggae. Like, we've kind of tried, like, I have a reggae song, and that one comes out pretty natural. So, we're kind of going that department.
All right, let me hear a little bit.
Well, let me pick up my guitar.
No, just a cappella.
No.
Come on.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do that. Let me drink some water.
Now you don't have to do it. Okay, fucking do it. So you knew I was going to do it, but you still stepped on it. Like, you still stepped
I don't know if I'm going to do it. I've told you, I've never done a cappella.
All right, well, you don't have to do it. You could. Right. At the end, we could wait for your voice.
All right.
So, like, what's something that you don't like to listen? Like, what's a genre? Like, something that you can't really, like, for some reason, you can't really, like, listen to a whole song of it.
I hate, like, saying it because, you know, music is just music. Like, but something I cannot listen to for more than, like, 30 seconds would be country music.
Oh.
I don't know. I've tried, like, to listen to, like, what are the Rascal Flatts or something?
I think it's just the musician you're listening to.
And I'm just like, I think even like Keith Urban or like he's country, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know, but
yeah, but I think you needed like I'm gonna recommend you some better ones.
Nah, you're really into country?
No, not really. I just listen to like whatever's on the radio. All
right.
Just hit it on random and then I listen to that station. Boom.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah, just country. Just I can't really do it. Like,
what is it about country? Like that, the voice?
No, just I don't know. I've never questioned myself like that. Like, oh, why don't you like it? It's more of a like, I can't really. Oh wait, okay, so it's country, and it also I can't really do like electronic music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. Okay. Like, I try not to like say it, but electronic just kind of like.
What is it
me.
About electronic that like,
because boom, 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 I just that? I don't know, like I feel like musicians work hard on their like instrument and their craft, and then like here comes electronic and like takes over like music sales, and it's like what the fuck, like, you know.
Hey man, people like it.
Yeah, they're, I mean, like, I don't hate on the hustle,
like,
or whatever.
Robots and lasers.
I don't hate on the hustle. It's just I just can't get into
you
it.
You wouldn't get into like somebody tells you, hey, you know, I have a couple like versus like my electronic song, my EDM song.
I mean, I'll listen to it.
No, would you be on a track like as
probably
like
not.
The chorus or something?
Yeah, as a chorus. Yeah. I mean, I'm open to collabing with like people. You know, like I just, you know, it's just the chemistry has to be right. You can't just want to collab with someone just because they're like famous or. Yeah.
Trust
you know,
me, I know that.
You know,
trying to collaborate with you, but you don't let me.
But. But, you know, I think if something's in a sound right and be right, it's just the chemistry between the artists has to be right.
Hey, we got good chemistry.
Yeah,
like,
I could just
bring this table and just start bringing my pencils and drumming, you know. I never took classes. I'm a natural, though,
oh,
man.
Shit.
Trust me, I'm
oh,
a natural.
Damn, I'm fired.
And it's easy. Look, it's just a table, cheap, two pencils, two number two pencils. They got to be number two. They're the right length and the right weight, so, you know.
Oh.
No erasers though, because the erasers take away, you know. I've done my studies, I've done my research.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I know what works. So, do you have any hidden talents? Like, I don't know.
Honestly,
triple
like,
jointed. Like, what I could do.
I thought about that one because I was like, I don't think I have any hidden talents. But then I was like, I think this will be hidden. I can burp on cue. Like,
I could do that too.
Why are you stealing my thunder?
Oh,
like,
can you do your ABCs?
No, I can't.
You could just. That's it. That's not a talent.
No, but not everyone can burp on cue. I think we're just.
I wasn't gonna do it. I was gonna do it, but then I stopped myself. Wow, that's weak, bro. Okay, let's move on because that's pretty gross. Like, for the listener, I could go. We could battle after this. You want a burp battle? Do this, you know, we could do
okay,
this.
Okay, other than that, I don't have anything, nah. Anything else.
Right.
I'm not that great.
No, you're pretty, I mean, but what you do it well, so that's what matters, you know? So, like, do you enjoy writing the music? You like the process of writing your own lyrics, your own songs? Like, Yeah. Does it help you van? Like,
yeah, it really does. I think, honestly, like I've always said it, that I think I like the composition part. Like, that's what kind of gets me going all crazy. Like, oh, I can do this, I can do that. Or, no, I don't want that. Or, I think when it comes to, like, chords and rhythms, that's my thing. Lyrics, everything. Well, I mean, I have to put lyrics on something, you know. And I also like, you know, to talk about stuff that has happened to me or even my friends. And yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think I've always liked writing and I'm like embracing it now. I've always kind of helped out like in the bands I've been to, come, you know, progressions or rhythms. And I never realized that I actually liked it till now, a few years ago. I'm like, you know, I think I can write.
So, like, what else? Oh, shoot. Hold on.
Hey, I like this. Soothing. Bam. Bam.
All right, so, like, bam. What are some of the main topics that you write? Like, what you write about? Like, what are some things that... I know earlier you said, like...
Love.
Yeah, you don't really mean to it, but, like, what's...
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's love. I think we're all full of love. And even the song is like some love lyrics really dope.
Yeah, nobody can listen to this song, they can't? But you and I told you that before we started.
And they're just probably like, what the fuck?
But I'm gonna put it because that first song ended, so I'm gonna put this one. So.
Yeah, this song is dope. Yeah, I love, I think, you know, especially through the teen years, that's just like hard as fuck.
Did you start like? Do you have like bugs that you wrote in, and now you start like you pop them out and like? Oh.
You know what's crazy? I actually started writing because I have a friend. He's like an MC. Okay. Palabra Malabares. He's been doing it for a while. He's the one that kind of showed me how to write, sort of. Not show me, but he's the one that like inspired the writing for me. He would tell me, he's like, you know, he would show up to my shows with my band. I was the drummer, and I think one time he heard me kind of sing a little bit, and then he's like, hey dude, like you should sing with me. Like, he just had faith that I could, you know. And I was like, okay. I was like, yeah. And I would show up to his house, like we would meet up like every week or every 2 weeks. Like, we were always like trying to like set up, you know, sessions. And I remember buying a notebook, and he would kind of tell me like what to write it or how to write it. And then he's like, okay, he's like, just bring me, like, I'm gonna tell you what I'm writing about, like my verses, and then bring me whatever comes to your head, like for the hooks, you know. And I'm like, all right. So I'll go home, I'll kind of like, I'll record him, you know. And then he had beats already, and then I'm like, okay. So then I'll go home and like I'll kind of just, you know, like put something together. Mm-hmm. I'll go back and we'll like kind of, I'll kind, like I said at the beginning, when I would try singing, you could hardly even hear me. I was like super shy. But even though like I kind of sucked, like he was still very like supportive. And I would show my lyrics again, me los arreglaba, you know, like, okay, it will sound better like this. And if we would like write it like this. So mm-hmm. then that's how it started. And I did have I probably still have the notebooks, but they're all like rap and like hip hop stuff. Yeah.
So, but did you write your own, like, do you have any songs from back then that you right now you can pop up and sing?
I have some that I wrote in that time too, but now that I read them, I'm like, oh no, like you know, like I won't use it.
I used to, believe it or not, I used to do that too. I used to do rap too.
Yeah.
Oh, and good. Then I like.
Do you have any verses you can like rap right now?
No, not really.
Like,
no.
Let's just like switch this over to like me interviewing you.
No, it's cool. I mean, we could at the end. Like, once
I'm kidding.
We're done,
I'm kidding.
Fantastic. I was gonna say the America's Most Wanted, like traffic, looking for my chapstick. There goes a rap. I don't know. I don't do that anymore. Like, that was in high school when I was in. And most of my stuff was like love. I like broke up, like breakup songs, and it's like rap.
Yeah. That's me too. Yeah.
Just dumb little things like that. Nothing like.
Well, I mean, you know, substance. Writing about love is not dumb, but.
No, like my stuff, like it didn't really make sense. Like, I got influenced by Tupac, so I tried to be like Tupac, but I couldn't be like Tupac because there's only one Tupac. RIP, rest in peace, Tupac.
Tupac. Tupac is
wherever
dope.
You're at. I think people say you're in Jamaica.
You should put some like Tupac like soundtracks behind this.
We could discuss this after, man. So, yeah, just
all eyes on me.
I put whatever song you want.
Okay,
just let
for
me
sure,
know.
For sure.
No, maybe not every song you want because if it's too pricey, you might not be able to get it. But yeah, some
okay.
song. We'll discuss
okay,
that.
We'll talk.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. So right now, okay, so you do your shows right now, but who's like somebody that you would want to open up eventually for? Like, who's the artist that you're like, man, like one day I want to be right opening up or be with that person, like maybe collaborate with them?
It'd have to be Mon Laferte. Like, she's like super talented, and I think she's like an instrumentalist too. I think she could play drums, she plays the harmonica, she plays guitar. She writes about love and like her experiences. She's very open, like about her, like everything, like her relationships. And yeah, she's freaking awesome. She seems very down to earth too. Like, you know, when somebody's just kind of like down to earth, they just kind of like make you want to be around them type of deal.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could meet her. Yeah, it'd be her.
Yeah. That didn't hurt that you didn't choose me, but it's cool. It didn't hurt at all.
I would like to open for Angel.
Yes. I would open up for you.
Yes.
A lot of dick jokes.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
If you don't mind them, I don't mind opening up either. So, like, have you, like, so far, like, but I thought you started earlier because a lot, like, some more of your videos, they say 2015.
Isn't that 2 years ago?
Yeah, you said you started 4 months ago.
Oh, with a band, like actually performing.
Yeah.
But 2 years ago was when I released something that I wrote. I wrote Scott Love, like maybe it took me like 2 weeks or like a month to write that song. Mm-hmm. And I decided to record it. So my plan was to just record. I never wanted to be like, I didn't want to perform live.
Okay.
So I got everything out. Like I've been sitting on like EP for a while now, for like maybe 2 years. Mm-hmm. And For Scott Love, I basically recorded everything, drums, bass, and guitar.
Yeah. Oh,
and
you did it yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
what about the horns?
The horns, I had special guest players. Oh, okay. Ana La Trombonera, and Ivan Masas from Blanco y Negro. they helped me with that. Well, I mean, Ivan was the one that helped me write. Those are his melodies. And that's how I wanted to go about it.
Okay.
But you know, like I said, it pushed me to start performing live when I was invited to late night in Islos, and
yeah.
that was just gonna be like a one-time thing, and then I wasn't gonna perform anymore.
Yeah.
I was just gonna keep trying to like write, but then I started and it just hasn't stopped. Like I've been performing for this past 4 months.
So what happened though? Like, what made you change your mind? Like, why did you keep doing
I mean, friends have been inviting me to their shows, and
oh, okay.
I mean, they're my friends, you know, and like, yeah, like I'm like, okay. And then the band, the guys that are, they're down too. So they kind of pushed me to like, yeah, we should do it. Like, let's do it. And I have good chemistry with the people I'm jamming in with. So it's just kind of like, it just feels right. You know, just kind of going with the flow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see it.
But yeah, the EP is still in the works. Hopefully that happens like soon as hell.
Well, it's all up to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all up to you.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. So how, like, have you overcame any obstacles, any challenges on your, like, your besides your nerves?
Woo!
Or your...
Yeah.
Like, well, what's like an event or something that happened that you're like made you maybe want to quit at some point?
I think even starting was a challenge. Like, you know, I think when you're writing your own stuff and just putting yourself out there, it's just a challenge. Like, you kind of have to have like self-love, you know, like really believe it. And be like, okay, like, I can do this. Like, there's freaking a lot of haters, like, out there. Yeah.
Man.
Like, a lot of them. I don't really care. I don't really focus on that. Like, that's not my worries. But I think just a challenge is, like, me actually believing that, like, I can do this, you know?
Yeah.
And that's definitely the challenge that I face all the time. Like, sometimes I listen to some stuff and I'm just like, oh, that kind of sucks, you know? Like I said, I'm like my worst critic, and
but that's good. That's good that I mean, because if you don't stand behind your work, then, you know, you're not going to be able to defend it. You're always going to be second guessing it. Mm-hmm. So when people do talk shit about it, then you're going to be like, oh, you know, the person's probably right. And you're going to put yourself down, you know. But like, if you're really like,
like, you, I put in the work.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like if you put a song out like Scala, like you, yeah, really like, that's one of your songs, and yeah, you stand behind that song.
Yeah, I worked hard on that song. Yeah,
and
yeah,
if people talk shit about it, they're like, nah, fuck you. You know, like, yeah, this I is work. Like, yeah, this is my baby.
Yeah, you know? You're so right. You're, yeah, right. I, yeah, mean, things always could go wrong, and yeah, you just kind of have to let it be, you know. Yeah. But you're right. Like, you're right. Yeah, yeah. It was that song, Skull Love. I had like at least like 5 takes from it. Like, it changed so many times in that short time that we were writing it. Like, I sent Ivan like at least like 4 different takes of it. Like, oh, it could go like this, it could go like this. At one point, it even have like reggae in there.
Wow.
Yeah, like it had reggae. It had like, I broke it up. I worked hard on it. You're right. And like, I think that's the challenge. Like, the writing part, like actually getting it to where your vision is, you know, sometimes it's a little blurry, and then you just get there and you're like, okay, yeah, I get feeling right, you, yeah, know. Yeah,
that's good. So how does it feel? Like, you feel happy?
Yeah, or? Yeah, like now I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't put that rig in there.
You couldn't cut it afterwards, maybe. Did you actually like do a reggae and then you heard it and it's like, can't have reggae in it?
The reggae was gonna be at the end, like the last part of it, like
so you're gonna slow it all down.
Yeah, and just be, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
No, good, yeah. Good. You did a good thing. Yeah. Good
there
job.
I mean, there you go. There you go. There you go. Good choice. You see what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't have made sense, you know.
Exactly, and like, it's just, but I mean, you kind of have to go through that process to like lay down all the options, yeah, or like at least ideas I had,
yeah,
and then just pick the right ones, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so then it's just how it is.
So how does it feel listening to yourself? Like, I know a lot of people have trouble, like some of the people I've had on, they don't listen to themselves, like they're like, after we record, they're like, oh yeah, I don't like it, I don't like my voice. But how do you feel like after
at first like, I mean, I recorded this like 2 years ago. At first I was like, ooh, like I don't want to listen to myself, you know, like, oh, that's me, you know. But then, I mean, you have to listen to yourself to kind of like critique what you have to work on or not, you know. So I mean, I'm pretty neutral. You know, I'm pretty neutral about it. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be my first pick, you know, because that's just weird.
Yeah.
So it's like, weird when people like bump their own stuff all the time. It's like,
So you're telling me I shouldn't bump my like jokes? Like my jokes in my radio?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that advice. Well, I mean, talking about advice, like, what's some advice that you could give to like a listener like that? Maybe they're second guessing themselves, or like they want to, or they're like, they stop for some reason. What's an advice for like a up and coming artist that is yourself, you know, like somebody else? That
just keep it together, compose yourself, like just keep it together. I think how you react to certain things does does matter, you know. Like when something goes wrong, and if you're gonna act like, fuck my life, and you know, I'm not gonna say I haven't been there, but just take it in. And always just try to find a solution and just keep going. Honestly, just take it all in, embrace it. Shit's gonna fuck up. You know, sometimes you just gotta like move through it. You don't let it break you, you know? Yeah. And it's hard. It's hard to like not care about certain things, you know, but you just kind of have to keep pushing. I think someone told me, you know, like think about it like as a tunnel, and like you're just, you know, focus on your destination, like you're trying to get to the end. Yeah.
So there you go, guys, some advice from multi-platinum artists. Yeah. Oh wait, those were just your rims, huh? They're really shiny rims. My bad, I apologize for that.
I don't have rims.
All right, well, I don't know. I mean, earlier you had some questions for me. Do you want to ask them? Or because this is, I mean, I'm done. Like right now, this is the time for the plugs, your plugs. Do you have questions you want to ask me? Because I don't know, earlier you're over here big talking trying to ask me questions, but I don't know, maybe the pressure's getting
okay,
to you now.
Okay, you make me sound like I have such an attitude. I do not. I'm like the sweetest.
That's
like,
just my attitude, man. I bring the attitude.
You have an attitude.
Yeah, I do. I talk shit to my listeners all the time.
Oh, shit.
So, it's cool. They love me. I love them. Okay. You know I love them.
I don't have questions. I have shout outs.
All right. Oh, well, this is the time for, like, where can people find you? Where can they listen to your music? You have any shows coming up? Shout outs? Whatever you got. While I do okay, that, so, I'm going to get ready for the game that you're going to play after.
Okay. So you could find Ska Love on iTunes. Just type in Maria Blue Ska Love. There's a music video for it. You can find that on YouTube. And you could find me on Instagram, Maria Blues Music. You could also find me on Facebook, Maria Blues. You know, the fan page or the personal. What else? I want to give shout out to my band, the homies. Phil from Casa Calacas for always being there. Mike, always basing it up. Miguel, thank you so much for always, like, being available and everything and just keeping me going. Even though when I tell you guys, oh, it's going to be the last one, the last show, no more. And you guys are like, nah, nah, like, let's keep it going. So thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. I also want to shout out my band, Los Chiles Verdes. I've been knowing them for a while. We fight, we make up, we fight, we make up. I love you guys. who else do I want to shout out? Who else? Just everyone that has supported me. Mishumi, shout out to you. Yeah, everyone that supports me. And that's it.
All right. Well, shout out to all you guys. Everybody that she mentioned. It's a lot, but it's cool.
Oh, wait, make wait. Sure. I'm forgetting. Okay. I'm forgetting. Ivan, thank you for always, like, being there and riding with me. From Blanco y Negro. Who else? And shout out to Angel for having me. Thank you so much. You thought I was gonna forget you.
No,
right?
It's cool.
Thanks, Angel.
You saved the best for last.
It's cool. He's right.
Yeah. So okay. Well, this is this is my favorite part. It's one of my favorite parts besides interviewing you, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Sad face.
No. So this is one of my favorite parts. This is where we play the game called Sevens. All right, for any new listener. I like to play a game called Sevens. Originally, this game was made for the Never Not Funny podcast. Very funny podcast. That's why it's Never Not Funny. Anyways. So, I like to give them credit because, I mean, it's their app. It's not mine. I'm stealing it from them, basically. I paid for it, so I didn't steal it. Giving them credit, you know? That's what I like to do. Give credit to
them.
That's
how you do it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, for the new listeners, how it works is... it's like, if you heard of the game Heads Up, it's like that, except I'm not going to show her the phone and I'm giving her the clues. But all I have, she's going to pick a genre. The genres are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and their corresponding musics. Stand-up, superheroes, movies action, movies comedy, movies rom-com, movies award winners, football, baseball, basketball, hockey. That was a mouthful. Alright, so... yeah. So, basically, all she has to do... I'm gonna give her a clue, and then she has to guess the word that I'm looking at, okay? Yeah, the whole point of the game is... Okay, the whole point of the game is, at the end of the year, the highest score, they're gonna receive a gift from me. It's either going to be a hat or a fat head of myself giving them the thumbs up. So every time they look at it, they know they're doing a good job.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So hopefully good luck with you. I mean, good luck for you. Or to you. My bad. I don't know. Thanks. I can't speak English all of a sudden. Or Spanish.
Take it easy.
Huh?
I'm like, take it easy.
Okay. So the high score is set by Ellie, Liz from Synesthesia, from our sponsor, actually. She's a high score with 24. So you got to be 24. Our highest possible score you could get is 49. It's 7 questions. Every second is a point. So yeah, if you answer it, which nobody ever does, but if you answer it right at, like, as soon as I finished my sentence, it's 7 seconds. So it's a total of 49. Okay.
Okay.
So 49... 7 questions, 7 seconds, high score 49, possible score is 49, high score for us is 24.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna give you my phone and you pick the genre, but remember, try to go for something that you think I'm gonna be good at. I'm gonna give you 2 chances, so the highest score of out of both of them is the one you're gonna keep.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you the phone so I don't have to repeat all of them, and as you do that, Just click on it and don't hit anything else, okay? All right, so as she's doing that, I'm gonna give you guys my plugs. All right, so you can find me at Let Me Know Pod on Facebook and on iTunes. You can find me at, you could, if you have any questions, if you have any, like, if you want to just talk to me, I don't know, maybe you're bored, I'm bored too, so talk to me, send me an email at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Also, in between songs, in between the interview, you hear a song. If you want to be featured, maybe you want to be featured on the top of the episode, like you want your song out there, just send it to me, to my email. And maybe if you want to be a guest, email me or DM me on Instagram, Facebook, or just email me at letmeknowpod. Yeah, don't forget to like us, rate us on iTunes. Don't forget to share us on iTunes or wherever. Just share us don't forget. So yeah, damn, I'm tired now. So that was a lot. Yeah, I don't know.
Me.
I don't have the capacity like you do. Sorry, did all the talking over here. So just like us, share us on Facebook, Instagram. Leave a comment, telling people, like, leave a comment on iTunes, rate us, subscribe, yeah, rate like, us. Do Let everything. All right, so we're gonna, all right, we're gonna play now, all right?
Let's play.
All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Santa Claus,
Horse.
No, Santa Claus, deer. Yeah. They have a lot of stripes.
Zebra.
It's a bug. It's green. It has like little
grasshopper.
No, it's the other one.
Fuck.
It's a lake, blank lake, and it's like a musical, like a ballet. It's a bird.
Pass.
You can pass. It's really fast. Like, it's a little bird with the long beak. It sucks Woodpecker? Up nectar. No, the other one. It sucks up nectar.
Damn it.
It's a football team. It's really big. It's brown. It's
bear.
They have wings to this. Wings of it.
I'm so bad at this.
It lives underground. It's looks like a ferret.
Beaver.
Okay, so the high score. So your score is 8. All right.
Oh my god. Okay, no.
Remember,
I refuse to take that.
Okay, well, remember, go for something that you think I'm gonna be good at.
Okay,
you think I did good at
that? Oh my god, 8, like that's like the lowest score ever, right? On your podcast,
no, okay, the high, like lowest
score. Okay, what about you? 3. Tell me what you're good at.
Just put general, let's do general.
Okay, let's do general. Which one was the last one, beaver?
No, possum.
Oh no, I would have never gotten that.
Yeah. Okay.
No, pues well.
Good tell. Right. The Simpsons. What are the Simpsons? They're a
family?
No, they're on TV. Where
Couch?
Are they? No, where are they drawn? Oh.
Frame?
Okay, not Android, but
iPhone.
Like when you celebrate, what do? You
party.
To see your bones, they take this.
Picture.
No.
To X-ray. See
yeah. What you do?
Sing.
No. What do you do? What's it considered?
Music.
When you're hurt, you go to this place and they fix you.
Doctor?
No, it's a place. It's
hospital?
When you're on the opposite of happy.
Sad.
Ooh, 21.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, You didn't beat the high score, but that's a good score. 21. It's a good score.
21.
All right, guys. Well, you know I'm not going to leave without the riddle, all right? So, the riddle, guys. We actually had a winner a couple weeks back, so I'm trying to keep it going. I want you guys to, participate. Remember, all you have to do is screenshot this episode, DM me and one of your friends, and DM me the answer. You could also, if you... subscribe and send me a picture of you subscribing, and that's all you gotta do. You don't even have to tag a friend or anything. Just take a screenshot of you of you with the subscribe button on. That's it. And but you still have to DM me the answer, all right? Don't, that's the important part. DM me the answer, all right? So the winner will receive a hat with my the logo. So it's a beautiful hat, guys. It's my hat, so it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I see it. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So and then on top of that, I'm going to throw some other goodies. I might throw you a sticker. I might throw you gift cards. I don't know. It depends how I feel that day, all right? So the riddle is, I can be long or short. I could be grown or bald. I can be painted or left bare. My tips can be round or square. It's one word, guys. All right, guys. But, you know, before I end it, I promised you guys she was going to sing for us. I'm not going to leave you guys hanging. You know, I told you guys she made me feel some type of way. So hopefully it gets you feeling some type of way. All right, Maria. Are you ready?
This song is called I Wish. Is it was written for my best friend Norma and she was going through a hard time. Hope you like it. The sun shines in my eyes and I realize that you are gold. I wish it wasn't true, but it is, and now I'm missing you. If I could see you one more time, I will make sure you know that I love you so, that I love you so. I wish you could have stayed forever, oh. It could have been me instead of you. I wish you could have stayed forever. Oh. I wish it could have been me instead of you. See you again. It feels so unreal. Nothing feels the same. Wherever you are, I know you will be watching over me. Thank you for your day for me. In my heart, you will be. I wish you could have stayed forever. I wish it could have been me instead of you. I wish you could have stayed forever. Oh. I wish it could have been me instead of you. Stay forever, oh. I wish it could have been me instead of you. I wish you could have stayed forever, oh. I wish it could have been me instead of you.
Damn, was that good or what, guys? All right, well, with that, I'm gonna leave you guys. Thank you guys for listening. I love you guys. Bye.